This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of people seeking safety in southern Gaza fled the enclave's main hospital on Saturday as fighting continued in the area for the second day. Reuters correspondent Emma Jale reports.
It's continuous bombardment for more than 24 hours.
Speaking to Reuters by phone, Palestinian senior plastic surgeon Dr. Ahmed Al-Mokhalalati said most of the hospital staff and people sheltering at Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, had left, but 500 patients were still there. A Palestinian health ministry spokesman said Israeli shelling had killed a patient in intensive care, and fighting was limiting people's ability to move. Palestinian officials said two babies had died and dozens more were at risk after fuel ran out on Saturday. At a news conference, chief Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said the military will help evacuate babies trapped there.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jale, carrying their bags and belongings with bedding across their backs, Gazans who had been sheltering in the Al-Shifa hospital traveled towards the south on foot. More than 100,000 residents had fled south over the last 2 days as Israeli forces operate deep in Gaza City, chief military spokesperson Daniel Hagari said. Saudi Arabia and other Muslim countries called on Saturday for an immediate end to military operations in Gaza, rejecting Israel's justification of its actions against Palestinians as self-defense. The extraordinary Joint Islamic Arab Summit in Riyadh urged the International Criminal Court to investigate, quote, war crimes and crimes against humanity that Israel is committing in the Palestinian territories, according to a final communique.